Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up at least the broadcast version of a week focused on living with a new or a renewed resolve. The published prayer guide on the website still has a day for tomorrow, but we wrap up the live broadcast on Friday. And today's topic is a new resolve to know Christ. You may think, well, that's kind of an automatic. But is it? Couple verses today that I was looking at, but the primary one that I want to use comes from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. Paul writes, and he says, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." I suspect there's things that every one of us has attempted to know more about. There's perhaps been times where we've told ourselves, I'm not quitting until I figure this out. I'm not, maybe we're at work, I'm not going home until I figure this out. Maybe we're at home, I'm not going to bed until I figure this out. We're so resolved to know, to understand, that we determine not to give up. And we're not content with knowing about whatever it is. We want to understand it. We want to know it. And when it comes to this new resolve to know Christ, I believe that's what God calls us to. Not simply to know about Him, not simply to fill our mind with stories about Jesus, but to not rest until we really know Him. I think of the guy that wrote these words, the Apostle Paul, that says he's resolved to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified as he worked among the Corinthians. It hadn't been that long before that he knew about Jesus. Even as he went about the countryside and from village to village, from town to town, from city to city, looking for Christians so that he could persecute them. The reason was he knew about Jesus, but he didn't know Him. At least not till that encounter on the road to Damascus began a new resolve to really know Christ. When we live life as a Christian, God calls us to live in relationship with Jesus. To be joined together. And when we live with this new resolve to know Christ and Him crucified, we recognize the sacrifice. Not only the sacrifice that He has made for us, but we resolve to know how that applies. I think that's the difference, and one of the big differences, at least, between knowing about something and actually knowing it. And it comes down to the question, what are we doing with it? What's the application? And when we make that step between knowing about something and knowing something, we reach a point of life where we do something about the knowledge that we've obtained. And when we resolve to know Christ, it's an intimate knowledge to where the application is that we begin to do what He says. We begin to live as He called us to live. We begin to follow His example. There have been numerous individuals that have said it in different ways. Perhaps the most famous, at least in some circles, is the conclusion of C.S. Lewis that Jesus was either Lord, like he said, or he was a liar, or he was a lunatic. That there was no fourth option. He couldn't simply be a good person, a good teacher, a man who lived and had good things to say. Because the claims that he made do not allow for that. And when we resolve to know Christ, we have to come to that realization in our own life. That we know Him as more than just a good friend. That we know Him as more than just a good person. We know Him as more than just a good story. That we know Him as Christ crucified. And there's a lot that goes into that, because that very nature of Jesus is what paid the penalty for our sin. His resurrection gives a glimpse into the power that He has to resurrect even us from the death that sin brings about. You see, when we begin to live with this new resolve to know Christ, we reach that point and if you have the written prayer guide that's emailed out, it's on the impactprayerministry.com website, on living with a new resolve, you'll see that tomorrow's topic is a new resolve to lift up one another. And I put that at the end of the week because it requires this new resolve to know Christ in order for us to do that. To know Christ and Him crucified. To know the forgiveness that He's made possible. Not only possible for us to be forgiven, but possible for us to forgive. And so, today as we spend some time praying, do some examination of how much do you really want to know Christ? How much do you really want to be known by Him? God does not call us to a casual relationship. He calls us to a complete, intimate relationship with Himself. And do we daily resolve to know Christ in everything. To not rest until He's present in the midst of every detail of what we do. To involve Him in our work and our work decisions, in our family and our family life decisions, in our free time, in our recreation, in all the details. You see, that resolve to know Christ says that He is Lord. And I need to live like He is Lord. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has put within us a desire to know You. And it calls us to a deeper relationship every day that we live. A relationship that grows based on faith. A relationship that grows based on trust and belief. And also a relationship that grows based on experience of having You walk with us and us walk with You. So God, today I pray that You would help us to be honest with ourselves about how resolved we are to really know You compared to how content we are to know about You. God, may we live with a renewed resolve to know Christ. To know the power, not only of that crucifixion that paid the penalty for our sin, but the power of the resurrection that brings us hope. That as we live in Christ, as we exist in Christ, that the very power lives within us. God, today as we go about life, may there be no aspect of what we do that doesn't involve a thought of wanting to know You more in the midst of that decision, in the midst of that activity. Father, if we find things throughout our day that we would rather You not be aware of, that we would rather You not be involved in, may we look at those more honestly than ever before as to whether they're things that we ought to be doing. Father, as we resolve to know Christ, may our love for Him, may our love for You draw us deeper and deeper into relationship. May this resolve lead us to a greater, not simply a greater obedience, but a greater example. A greater practice of following the example of Jesus. Father, for those times that we're tempted to get drawn into debates and arguments and discussions that are fruitless, may we be reminded of this resolve to know Christ. As we walk among and live among and work among people that do not yet know You, that some may not even know about You, but many have heard of You, know You, the stories, but they don't know You. May we recognize the power that comes when we live as Paul wrote about among people with the resolve to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. May the petty arguments that we tend to get ourselves into come to an end so that they do not distract others from seeing Jesus within us. May the way that we represent the truth, whether it's agreeable to others or not, may it be shown in a way that honors Jesus. That helps others grow in a desire to know Christ. And Father, as we live with that resolve, as that resolve challenges us to make Christ known in a more clear way, may we be deliberate about lifting Him up at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.